The practice of rendition is in the news right now. That's when American agents pick up suspected terrorists abroad, then take them to a third country for questioning and often torture. Last week, an Italian judge issued arrest warrants for 13 CIA agents. They're being accused of secretly kidnapping a man from the streets of Milan 2 years ago. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, a similar case is under investigation in Germany, but things are moving much more slowly there.
Khaled Al-Masri is a German citizen of Lebanese descent. In December 2003, he was taking a bus to the Macedonian capital when he was removed for questioning.
At the border to Macedonia, I thought this was normal, but they somehow had mixed up my name. When they started questioning me in this room at the border about connections to Al-Qaeda or to other Islamic parties, I realized that something was not right here.
Things got worse when he was taken to a hotel and not allowed to leave, and still worse when he was blindfolded and taken to an airport 3 weeks later.
I was brought into a room and examined medically. The door was shut, and I was beaten from all sides. Then others started to cut my clothes off my body, and when they stripped me naked, they also took pictures. Then I could see that many men were standing around me in black clothes and face masks.
Masri says he was flown to Afghanistan and held in an American-run prison for 4 months. His story was publicized earlier this year, one of several that accused CIA agents of illegally snatching suspects and sending them to third countries for interrogation and sometimes torture. German prosecutors believe Masri's story, but are taking a very different tack than Italian investigators. So far, they've made formal requests for information from the U.S., Macedonian, and Afghani governments. Masri's lawyer, Manfred Gnidic, says nothing's come back.
There isn't any little reaction about the U.S. government, any little reaction about the Macedonians, or anyone. Yeah? Till nowadays, Khaled is sitting here. And is realizing that maybe everyone is a little bit sorry about the situation, but he's the most one, yeah?
Germany has had tensions with the U.S. over sharing information before, notably in the trials of two men accused of helping September 11th hijackers. Christian Tomaschat, professor of international law, says in these rendition cases, the Italians are taking a different approach than the Germans, in part because the circumstances are different.
The first difference, of course, is that what happened in Macedonia was in Macedonia. It was to the detriment of a German citizen, but it happened far away, not on German soil. And in the case of Italy, it happened in or on Italian territory. And this is a flagrant violation of territorial sovereignty.
He also says the killing earlier this year by U.S. soldiers of an Italian agent in Iraq only heightened tensions between the Italian and American secret services. Masri's lawyer says he's watching the Italian situation closely and is consulting with a U.S.-based attorney about possibly suing in American courts. And some members of the European Parliament have asked the EU Commission to investigate whether the U.S. broke any treaties by carrying out renditions on European soil. European Parliament member Claudio Fava says he hopes to increase public debate on the practice.
The only way to stop this practice is to denounce this practice, to explain what is happening.
What's happening, he says, breaks the rule of normal judicial law. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.